Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Racist. We are conducting a survey today. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. First of all, can you tell me, what is your zip code?
What is my what?
Your zip code.
Hold on. Now, what is this call pertaining to? I didn't hear you.
Yes, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. The call is about a survey that we are conducting today.
What type of survey is it?
It's a survey about the upcoming elections on November.
You know, I just answered one of those about a week or so ago.
Okay. And will you be so kind to help me with this one now?
Then I'll be just doing the same one over again.
I'm not sure if this is the same survey you did, because the surveys change sometimes. I mean, sometimes every day or every week.
Because I don't have no 15 minutes to spend on a survey.
I really understand that, but your opinion is really important for us.
How long is the survey?
I'm not sure, but between
How many questions are there?
I don't have any number because I need to answer one question one by one, you know? If I don't answer one question, I can see the other one.
Okay, so you had a tablet and you can't scroll up to see how many questions there are?
No, I mean, every question is like, opens the next question, you know?
Okay, if I get tired, I'm just gonna stop.
I'm sorry?
I said if I get tired, I'm gonna stop answering the question.
You can, yes, but.
Okay, I am.
Well,
okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's the first question?
The first question is what is your zip code?
Oh, they should have that down there if they have my phone number. It's 48224.
48224. Okay, thank you so much. And what is the year of your birth?
What do my birth have to do with the, is this for the presidential election?
This is about the upcoming elections, yes. But this specific question is for, classification purposes only.
It's for what purpose only?
For classification purposes. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Can you tell me the year of your birth?
I was born in 53.
53. Okay. Thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male, female,
or something else? I'm a female.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or
African-American
origin? Okay, thank you so much.
This shouldn't have anything to do, brother, who you going to vote for. That's all they should know. Whether I'm black, pink, Mexican, whatever, it shouldn't matter.
I really understand your complaints, but, well, you know, the survey is designed like this, and I need to do all those questions.
I understand. I know you didn't create the survey.
Okay. Now, can you please tell me, are you registered to vote or are you not registered to vote?
I am registered.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be elections for offices like the president and the U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote?
I am going to vote.
Okay. And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? You will vote in person early?
What?
No, I mean, if you are going to vote in person early before the election day, voting in person, is that in the election day or early?
It's the election day.
Okay, thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community? Okay, thank you so much. And now can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year,
and a 10
means... Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people. You can use a scale from 0 to 10, where, again, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Or if you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, you can indicate that. The first one is Donald Trump.
1
okay. Then we have Gretchen Whitmer.
10
10, thank you. Then we have Tim Walz.
10
Okay. The next one is George Shapiro.
You said George Shapiro?
Mm-hmm.
That's 8
okay. Then we have J.D. Vance.
1
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
10
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
10
Okay. Then we have Barack Obama.
10
Okay. And the last one is Mark Kelly.
Mark Kelly, who was that?
You don't know who is this? Okay, thank you. And now, can you please tell me what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? You can select up to 3 issues most important to you of the choices I'm going to give you. The choices are protecting and expanding voting rights, criminal justice and police reform, public safety, including gun violence, immigration, reducing racism and discrimination, climate change and discrimination. Okay. Then we have
gun violence.
Okay.
And voting rights.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris? Okay, thank you so much. And is that more a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
She is Democrat. Donald Trump is Republican.
Yes, I know. But the question is, if your vote is more a vote for Kamala, I mean, supporting her or just against Donald Trump?
is supporting her.
Okay. And as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat
yes.
More motivated to vote? Okay, thank you. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable? Make no difference?
Much more
somewhat
favorable.
More okay, thank you. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of
yes.
people like you by... Okay, and is that by a lot, some, or little?
A lot.
Okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reforms as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by,
yes.
again, a lot?
A lot.
And is that a lot? Okay, thank you so much. And now can you please, for each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes this President Harris. If that somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one is, governs with an iron fist.
Wait a minute, I can't hear you that. I can't hear you because they're doing my work outside, and I didn't hear the question.
Yes. For each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one is, governs with an iron fist.
You know what? I'm not trying to be rude, but I just don't understand... what you said. I really did.
Okay. The question is if you think that if governs with an iron fist really describes this President Harris, if it somewhat describes her, if it describes her a bit, or really does not describe her?
Describe her a bit or... I heard that part, but what is the description for? Just put describer, okay?
Okay. The description is if she governs with an iron fist.
Oh yeah, iron fist. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's good.
Okay. Do you think?
I think she will.
Do you think? Okay, so this really describes her.
Yes.
Okay. Then we have, is a thought on crime.
A thought on crime?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you think it really describes her or somewhat describes her?
A thought on crime, it the way she's addressing the issue, you mean?
This is,
it don't make sense because she's not, that one, I'm not getting it because, okay, if she's gonna govern with an iron fist, that means she's gonna really take care of business. Now this question say assault on crime. I mean, what are they saying? What are they asking?
This is asking if you think that if Kamala Harris is a thought on crime, if you think that this describes her.
I don't know how to answer that because I don't know what it means. Because the last question says she's going to govern with iron fist. I said yes. Then you said, does a thought on crime describe her? I mean, I don't know. It's not a question that, how is they using that assault on crime? What is it? She's going to govern with an iron fist. Okay. Now, assault on crime. Is she going to, put her foot down on crime? Just say yes. Just say yes.
Okay. Is that really describes or somewhat describes?
I say, assault on crime. Okay, that will, I say that describe her.
Okay. Then we have, is someone young girl can look up to? Do you think that this describes Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Okay, and you think that it really describes her or
yes.
just somewhat? Okay.
Yes.
Then we have fight for all of us.
Yes.
Okay, and is that really or just somewhat?
Really.
Okay. Then we have restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
You think, will she restrict rights?
Yes, restrict rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
No, she won't do that.
Okay, and do you think that this just describes a bit or really does not describe her?
Say that again.
Yes, do you think that this just describes her a bit or really does not describe her, how Kamala Harris will act?
Well, that don't describe who she is. That just says what she stands for. I don't think that describes. I say no on that one because that's not her description of her personality. That's just
okay.
somewhat. She's more than just a
okay.
president. She's a lady, a mother, an aunt. You know. So that's not a good.
Okay, got it. Then we have, is prepared to be president.
Yes.
Okay, and is that really or just somewhat?
Really.
Okay. And then we have, is a strong black woman.
Yes, she's a strong mulatto, so she's half black and half Indian.
Okay. And the last one is represent the AAPI community.
AAP. What's AA?
Well, I'm not sure what that is, so I can't give you a specific.
AA. You said AAPI?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me see what that is. They threw a curve to me with that one. Hold on.
Okay.
AAPI. Let me see. Oh, yeah, she'll stand up for them. That's the American, Asian, and Pacific. American, Asian, Pacific Islanders ancestry. Yes. Okay. That's a yes.
Okay. Okay. And is that really or somewhat?
Really. She'll stand
okay,
up for everybody. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like you to tell me.
Because I've been on this phone for a minute.
We are 67% of the survey.
Well, I don't think you're going to get to 100%.
Okay. Do you want to continue with the survey or do you want to stop now? It's up to you. As I told you at the beginning, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Do you get, are you volunteering for the polls?
No, this is actually my job, but.
Okay, come on.
Come
on, if it's your job. Come on, let's go.
Okay, thank you. And I would like to tell you more about this president, Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I would like you to tell me to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable of this President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference in your decision. The first one is, Kamala was the first Attorney General in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training programs for police officers. This makes you much more favorable towards her,
much
somewhat
more
favorable.
Much.
Okay. Then we have Kamala started a program called Black on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Much favorable.
Okay. Then we have in 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
Much favorable.
Okay. Then we have Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
Most favorable.
Okay. Then we have Kamala is jokingly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
Most favorable.
Okay. And the last one says, Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged. Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, again, can you please rate your level of...
How many? Are we 100% yet?
No, we are 80% now.
Oh. Okay.
Can you please now your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make the changes on issues that are most important to you? Please rate the amount of power you...
I said it in the beginning, and I tell you again now, a 10.
Okay, thank you. And now it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris?
Democrat.
Or Republican?
You don't even have to say Republican. I'd like everybody to get a piece of the pie.
Okay. And is that, again, more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some?
Yes.
Little?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot.
And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reforms as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot?
A lot.
Some? Okay. And now, can you please tell me which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? You can select up to three. The choices are local TV news, CNN, MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Uh-huh. And we have...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
PBS. You have that one?
Okay.
And,
PBS.
PBS.
No. PBS. No, I don't have.
Okay. We have MSNBC.
Okay.
And which other ones do you have?
We have Family and Friends, National Newspapers, Instagram, Facebook, local newspapers, local radio, Twitter, Snapchat, Fox News, network news like ABC, CBS, and NBC,
okay,
and TikTok.
Okay, put CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And NBC. You have that one?
Yes.
Put that one.
Yes. Okay, thank you. And now can you please tell me, are you in a group chat for text communication with others?
No.
No, okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat, straight across the board.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm strong when they're doing good or bad.
Okay. And now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Biden.
Or were? Okay, thank you. And now, can you please tell me, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
18 years of schooling.
Okay. And now, can you tell me, are you married, unmarried, living with a single, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No, okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I say about 29,000 to 30,000 probably.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Okay. Have a good
one. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.